This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Nuclear power made Mr. Burns a rich man on The Simpsons, but in the real world, it's getting a lot harder to make money running nuclear plants. Last week, industry leader Exelon said it will shut down two Illinois plants that it says have lost a combined $800 million in recent years. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on the tough economics of nuclear.
Dirt cheap, abundant natural gas is driving the cost of power down to a level where nuke plants have trouble turning profits. Richard Smolenzi is an MIT energy economist.
As the price of gas goes low and stays low, people who own nuclear plants are not making a lot of money and need to consider, do they want to keep them open? That's not an easy decision because the cost of closing down and cleaning up a nuclear plant is substantial. So you know they're in some pain.
That pain could lead to environmental impact. Nuclear plants need waste storage, but unlike natural gas and coal, they don't belch out carbon dioxide. Amy Myers Jaffe is an energy policy expert at UC Davis.
If we start to see that sector shrink, the question is going to be what replaces it.
Right now, nuclear generates a fifth of America's electricity. Wind and solar are nowhere close to replacing that anytime soon. That means natural gas plants could pick up the slack if nuclear continues to falter. And that means more CO2 in our air. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.